Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're exploring the impact of simulated violence as found in video games and the potential impact that this may have on, in particular, young people, and how this may spill over into the increased incidence of violent behaviour and aggression. And then we're widening the lens and just considering just what is the role of violence in our lives and how can we navigate that, given that this is something that unfortunately we encounter as a result of our current technology. So the American Psychological Association has done a lot of research and reviews into the impact, the potential impact of violent video games and their impact on behaviour, and found in particular clear evidence, research evidence, that violent video games are significantly associated with increased aggressive behaviour, aggressive thoughts and aggressive effect or emotions, increased physiological arousal, so heightened stress states, and they're commonly associated with aggression, and decreased actually pro-social or helping behaviour. And these have been found to be clinically significant. So there's clearer evidence that exposure to violent video games can have an impact on behaviour. Increasingly, this is becoming a problem because technology and the rapidly connecting brain of young people can actually become a particularly dangerous or potentially dangerous combination. Educational video games can actually be excellent kind of teaching tools or motivation and learning experiences for young people, but this same technology actually can work to their detriment as well. This is because there's been an increased incidence of video games which actually encourage players to participate in the entertainment and in the simulated violence in ways which changes their relationship with the violence and extends it much beyond those previous encounters of television and movies. So the biggest reason why video game violence can become problematic is that video game players are actually encouraged to take a role in the perpetration of violent acts. For a couple of reasons, this is a really, really important issue. It means a lot to our families, and there's a lot of information to absorb and a lot of ways to consider what this might mean for our families and for our young people. So we'll take another look at this next week on Mind Games.